to that. Hey, good. Another good day of situational football. Master the obvious, same thing, same approach that we took yesterday. Heavy third down, an extra red zone opportunity for us. So, as well as getting one early in practice, and tomorrow we really emphasize red zone. So, got a couple shots of that. I thought that was good, and then obviously first and second down work as well. So, overall, pretty pleased with it, how it went.
Disappointing that Hearns couldn't get back on the field today, or
yeah, it's just day to day with him. You know, it's what I've been told. So we'll see how he keeps going.
Was there any progress in the last 24 hours, or is he pretty much right
away? They haven't told me progress or not. They just said that he's still in the.
Because there's so many like waiting times in each stage. At what point does it get to are you at the stage where you almost know he isn't going to?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think we'll know more tonight, I'm guessing, after I talk to him, where he's at. I think he went through some things today. So, you know, I think we'll find out more today.
Good on Myers and Cyprian.
Yes.
Getting back.
Yeah.
Is it positive that he's out there? Like, some guys with a concussion are in a dark room or got their sunglasses on or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it is. You know, he feels really good. He's involved in all the meetings. He's around and you know, so it's more so on the protocol and going through it all. But, you know, as far as interaction with them and being involved, you know, all those things are very positive.
I should probably know this, but I don't. Can you be cleared out of the concussion protocol on Sunday, or does it have to happen by Saturday in order to play?
Well, that's a good question. I know there's steps, and we feel like if he passes certain tests at a certain point, then you've got a legit shot. You know, so, and I know that he's doing well in these tests, but how well, you know? I think there's some gray area a little bit in that when a person is actually, you know, or gets knocked out or, you know, and not saying where he was in that stage, but I think that brings in another dimension into it.
So if he doesn't practice this week, though, he's still in a position where if he's cleared on Saturday night, he can still play Sunday.
Well, I would never say that if a player doesn't practice that he wouldn't play, because I'm sure there's going to be an opportunity somewhere down the line that could happen. But and especially with a guy like Allen Hearns, you know, knowing him and knowing how he prepares and he goes through it. We've done it before with him with his injury, you know, to where he got limited practice reps and then he played. So, again, I think we'll know. You know, hopefully I'll be able to share more with you tomorrow.
You know, you had to miss extra point, but do you feel like Myers is maybe stabilizing a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, the challenge for him is every game, you know, and just keep stacking them up. And he's been consistent, hit some long ones on, you know, but the extra points, that's something that he needs to clean up. But, yeah, very pleased with how he's come through.
If Josh is fine for Sunday, how do you envision that going at free safety? Would he
be in some Yeah, they both, they'll both play. They'll both play. We like to get them both reps on the field, so you should see them both playing.
Scooter missed this game, now he's out again.
Yeah, that's one that we're taking that one day to day too. But I think what's different in this game is that we're going to be, you know, really cautious with him. You know, really guarded, I would say. You know, to make sure that he's fully cleared, feels good, can run 100%, and you know, then take it from there. That's probably the difference.
Probably felt back up to swing last time.
Well, I don't know. You know, he felt good in the warm-ups. Mm-hmm. You know, when we worked him out, he felt good, felt like he could go, did all the movement. I mean, that was the longest pregame warm-up I think we had. And, you know, he felt good. So I think now, you know, knowing, you know, experiencing that and how he came out of it, we just want to make sure.
He's always important, but more important against Tennessee because he wouldn't have played a whole lot against San Diego with a nickel.
Right. It's a bigger base down. You know, with some of the personnel groupings they use. So his role would increase this week. He's doing pretty good now. He is. He's doing a good job. But I think, you know, the some of his physical traits where he's on the line of scrimmage, he's doing a good job setting the edge. I think what I've seen improvement with him is his pass drops.
Three receivers that are somewhat nicked up. Are you concerned at all about the depth?
Yeah, I think that's something that we need to take a look at. You know, with the three guys, you know, see where Sterling is, see where Walters is, see where Hearns is. That's something that's been our conversation this whole week.
Walters may not play.
What's that?
Walters may not play.
Well, he's feeling good today, so I think we have our fingers crossed with him that he should be okay.
Well, Mercedes should be good.
It's football weather out there.
That's beautiful, huh?
Yeah. Okay. And you know, rain, dry.
we like it all, you know, sun, rain, it doesn't matter.
You don't need it in your practice.
How do you approach this game? Obviously, on the bounce back from last week.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, good teams, you know, they recover quickly. And they get back on their feet, and they come out, and they practice hard, they prepare hard, and they go about it like that. And, you know, anytime you suffer a loss, it stings you. But this team has bounced back quickly, and that's a big trait to have, you know, and that's what I've seen this week. So, you know, that I think that's kind of the message. Quickly recover, let's move on, let's go. And they did that. They did that since, you know, Monday when they came in.
This series of teams tend to split.
What's that?
In this series, they tend to split the two games. Nine of the last 11 years, they split the two games. You know.
Well, that's why this year, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, every year is different. You know, I think all those stats are good. People look at them, and you know, but for us, it's another great opportunity. We're going on the road. You know, we've had what, two home games in a row, and now we're going on the road. We got to take this and prepare well and play well on the road. And that's the challenge. It always is in the NFL. But that's what we have in front of us, and our guys are really looking forward to it.
How did Mariota play in the first game?
He's good now. I'm really impressed. You look at him, you know, I think one of the things I've told you before was red zone. Sometimes red zone is one of the last things that comes together in the offense. Well, it hasn't for them. You know, they're doing really good in the red zone with a young quarterback. So, you know, it's impressive what they're doing when they get down the red zone area and, you know, some of the things they're doing offensively. So credit to them.
Not against your team.
What's that?
They didn't get in the red zone. Zero for zero.
My team or our team?
Your team.
We're not there yet, huh?